Welcome to Maseches Baba Kama, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 7, Mishnah 4. The Mishnah begins. Ganavat bishnayim. If you have two witnesses that testify that somebody stole an ox or a sheep, v'tavachu machar al piyachad, but you only have one witness that testifies that he shechted it, he slaughtered it, or he sold it. Ayal piyatzmai, or the fellow himself admits to his guilt that he shechted it, he slaughtered it, or he sold it. Says the Mishnah, Misham tashlumei kefal, then he pays double for the actual act of theft, because there were two witnesses that substantiated that fact. But he doesn't pay the 4 or 5 time penalty. Why? Because if it was through an eid echad, through one witness, the halacha is that one witness cannot obligate a person to pay. You need two witnesses for any type of financial ramifications. And if he admitted himself, we have a rule, a term called moidu b'knas pater, that if someone admits to the penalty, they're exempt from paying. There is one important caveat, however, that the Gemara clarifies. The Gemara says that if, let's say, he admits to slaughtering it or selling it, and then later two witnesses come in and testify that he slaughtered it or he sold it, then the halacha is he will have to pay tashlumi arba v'chamisha. He will have to pay 4 or 5 times the value. Because even though we have this term, this idea, the moed b'knas pata, that if you admit to the penalty, you're exempt from paying. But once eidim come afterwards, they could obligate him now to pay. Continues the Mishnah. Gana v'tavach b'shabbos. Let's say someone stole and he slaughtered it on Shabbos. So he's liable for death. And in that situation, we have kamli b'dramine, whenever a person does a single action, and in that action, there's two punishments, he does two sins. So if someone stabs someone and he also tears his clothing, we just give him the death penalty, he doesn't have to pay for the clothing. Similarly here, if a fellow slaughters it on Shabbos, since he's liable to be put to death, he gets skila for violating Shabbos, so he doesn't pay the penalty of tficho mechira. Similarly, ganav atanach l'avodah zarah, someone stole an animal, and then he slaughtered for avodah zarah. Again, there's a chi of misa, there's a penalty of death, therefore he doesn't pay. Ganav, Michel, Aviv, Umes, Aviv. Let's say a person stole something from his father, God forbid, and then his father died, and he inherits it, part of it at least, and then he slaughters it, or he sells it, so he owns it partially. Or Ganav, Hiktish, if somebody stole an animal, and then he consecrated it, he donated it to the Beis HaMikdash, he made it holy. Now we have to be talking about a situation where he was Makdish it, where he consecrated it after the owner already gave up hope on getting it. He was after Yish. So then you have two things, Yush and Shinui Rishus. Number one, the owner gave up hope. Secondly, it also transferred properties. In that situation, if he goes afterwards and he slaughters it, or he sells it, so then he's not slaughtering something or selling something that belongs to the original owner. Now it belongs to Hektish. In all the aforementioned cases, Misham Tashlumei Kefal, all he pays is the double penalty, twice the value. Veda Misham Tashlumei Baba Chamisha, but he does not pay the penalty of 4 or 5, as we explained. Rabbi Shimon says, Kodoshim Shechayiv Bachar Yusan. If a person has karbanai sacrifices that one is liable if, let's say, something happens to them, that means to say the following. If a person says, Hare Olai Karban, behold, it is incumbent upon me to bring a karban. In that situation, and he designates an animal for that vow. If the animal is stolen or it gets lost, then the owner has to bring a different one to replace it because he said it's upon me. He didn't say this particular animal. Then, Misham Tashlumi Arbava Chamisha, you pay 4 or 5 times the penalty. Now, this statement is not exactly as it sounds face value because the Gemara explains the Rabbi Shimon is not arguing on the Tanakama that we saw previously, that Ganav Hiktish Vachakach Tavach Umachar, the Gemara said previously that halacha. The Mishnah said previously that halacha. As a matter of fact, this statement is going on a totally different halacha. The Chachamim say that if a person steals an animal of Hektish from the owner's house, then he doesn't pay Kefal or Tashlum Arba V'chamisha, the double or the 4 or 5 time penalty, because the Pasuk says, V'gunav mi beis la'ish, you stole it from the fellow's house, and since this belongs to Hektish, it's not considered stealing it from the fellow's house. On that comes Rabbi Shimon and says it depends what kind of karban, how the fellow had consecrated it, how he had made it Hektish. If it's Chayiv Achri Yusai, something that he's liable to pay, then if somebody steals it and then slaughters it or sells it, I should say he slaughters it, then he'll be liable to pay Tashlum Arba V'chamisha, because since you're obligated in its responsibility, so we consider it yours, and therefore there's this penalty. But let's say a person steals and slaughters an animal that you're not liable. So for example, you just went over to a random animal and said, Hare zu karban. This animal should be a karban. If that animal is stolen, you're not liable anymore. Then pater, if you go ahead and you slaughter afterwards, there isn't going to be the penalty because that's not considered like yours. It's not considered miguna mebesa ish as if it was stolen from your home. And the penalty of arba v'chamisha does not apply. Wish you an amazing day and a wonderful rest of your week.